Crucial Conversations, Tools for Talking When Stakes Are High. By Carrie Patterson. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Crucial Conversations, Tools for Talking When Stakes Are High by Carrie Patterson is a book that provides readers with the tools and techniques to effectively handle difficult conversations. The book focuses on how to have meaningful dialogue when emotions are high, opinions vary, and stakes are high. It offers practical advice on how to stay in control of conversations while still being able to express yourself honestly and openly. The book begins by discussing why it is important to be able to have crucial conversations. It explains that these types of conversations can help people resolve conflicts, make decisions, build relationships, and create positive change. The authors then discuss the three skills needed for successful communication: mastering content, what you say, mastering process, how you say it, and learning how to look at things from multiple perspectives. The authors then provide strategies for having effective dialogue during crucial conversations. They explain the importance of staying focused on what matters most in order to avoid getting sidetracked or derailed by irrelevant topics or tangents. They also discuss ways of dealing with strong emotions such as anger or fear so that they do not become obstacles in the conversation. Additionally, they offer tips on how best to listen actively so that all parties involved feel heard. Finally, the authors provide guidance on how best to prepare for a crucial conversation before it takes place, as well as steps one should take after a conversation has ended in order to ensure success going forward. Throughout the book, there are examples provided which illustrate each point made throughout its pages. In conclusion, Crucial Conversations, Tools for Talking When Stakes Are High provides readers with an invaluable resource when faced with difficult situations requiring meaningful dialogue between two or more parties who may disagree but need resolution nonetheless. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Start with heart. Before engaging in a crucial conversation, it is important to focus on what you really care about and what you want to achieve. This will help you stay focused on the conversation and avoid getting sidetracked. Main idea number two. Learn to look, pay attention to the cues that people are giving off, both verbal and nonverbal, to better understand their feelings and intentions. Main idea number three. Make it safe. Create an environment where people feel comfortable to express their opinions and ideas without fear of judgment or criticism. Main idea number four. Master my stories. Recognize the stories you tell yourself and how they can influence your behavior and reactions. Main idea number five. State my path. Clearly articulate your point of view and the reasons behind it. Main idea number six. Explore others' paths. Ask questions and listen to understand the other person's point of view. Main idea number seven. Move to action. Once you have reached an agreement, create a plan of action to ensure that the conversation leads to positive results. Main idea number eight. Look for mutual purpose. Focus on finding common ground and shared interests to help build a stronger relationship. Main idea number nine. Talk tentatively. Avoid making absolute statements and instead use language that allows for flexibility and change. Main idea number 10. Encourage testing. Encourage the other person to test your ideas and assumptions to ensure that you are both on the same page. Main idea number 11. Stay in dialogue. When emotions run high, stay focused on the conversation and avoid getting defensive or attacking the other person. Main idea number 12. Acknowledge others' feelings, acknowledge the other person's feelings and show empathy to help them feel heard and understood. Main idea number 13. Develop influence. Use influence tactics to help persuade the other person to see your point of view. Main idea number 14. Make it mutual. Focus on finding a mutually beneficial solution that works for both parties. Main idea number 15. Put it on the table. Bring up difficult topics in a respectful and non-threatening way. Main idea number 16. Focus on the future. Focus on the future and how to move forward rather than dwelling on the past. Main idea number 17. Be clear about accountability. Make sure that everyone is clear on who is responsible for what and when. Main idea number 18. Create accountability. Hold each other accountable for following through on commitments. Main idea number 19. Learn to look for results. Monitor the results of the conversation to ensure that it is leading to the desired outcome. Main idea number 20. Don't give up, even if the conversation is difficult, don't give up and keep working towards a resolution. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The idea of start with heart is an important concept to keep in mind when engaging in a crucial conversation. It means that before entering into the conversation, it is essential to take some time to reflect on what you really care about and what outcome you want from the discussion. This will help ensure that your focus remains on the topic at hand and not get sidetracked by other issues. By starting with heart, you can also be sure that your intentions are clear and honest. You can make sure that your words come from a place of understanding and respect for all parties involved. This will create an atmosphere where everyone feels comfortable expressing their thoughts without fear of judgment or criticism. Finally, starting with heart allows you to remain open-minded throughout the conversation. By keeping your goals in mind, it becomes easier to listen objectively and consider different perspectives without getting defensive or argumentative. Main idea number 2. Learning to look is an important skill for anyone who wants to have successful conversations. It involves paying attention to the cues that people are giving off, both verbal and nonverbal, in order to better understand their feelings and intentions. This can help you anticipate how a conversation might go and prepare yourself accordingly. For example, if someone's body language or tone of voice suggests they may be feeling defensive or angry about something, it's best to approach them with caution rather than jumping straight into the discussion. It also helps when trying to resolve conflicts as it allows you to pick up on subtle clues that could indicate what the other person needs from you in order for them to feel heard and understood. By learning how to read these cues accurately, you can tailor your response accordingly so that everyone involved feels respected and valued. Finally, learning how to look at conversations will help build trust between parties by showing that you are genuinely interested in understanding where they are coming from before making any decisions or judgments. This kind of empathy is essential for creating meaningful connections with others. Main idea number 3. Creating a safe environment for conversations is essential to having meaningful and productive dialogue. This means creating an atmosphere where people feel comfortable expressing their opinions and ideas without fear of judgment or criticism. It also means that everyone involved in the conversation should be respectful of each other's views, even if they disagree. Everyone should have the opportunity to speak openly and honestly without feeling like their opinion isn't valued or respected. In order to make it safe, it is important to establish ground rules at the beginning of any conversation. These can include things such as no interrupting, no name-calling, listening actively, being open-minded and respecting different perspectives. Additionally, it is important for all participants to agree on how disagreements will be handled so that everyone feels heard and respected throughout the discussion. Finally, making sure there are clear expectations about what topics are off-limits can help create a more positive atmosphere during conversations. By setting boundaries around certain topics ahead of time, people can focus on discussing issues that matter most while avoiding those which could lead to unnecessary conflict. Main idea number 4. Mastering our stories is an important part of having successful conversations. Our stories are the narratives we tell ourselves about a situation or person, and they can have a powerful influence on how we think and act. By recognizing the stories we tell ourselves, we can become aware of any biases that may be influencing our behavior and reactions in conversations. We can then take steps to challenge these stories if necessary, allowing us to approach conversations with more objectivity. When it comes to crucial conversations, mastering our stories is especially important because it allows us to remain open-minded and focused on finding solutions rather than getting caught up in unhelpful emotions or assumptions. It also helps us stay mindful of how our words might be interpreted by others so that we don't inadvertently cause offense or hurt feelings. By taking the time to recognize the stories you tell yourself before engaging in crucial conversations, you will be better equipped to handle difficult topics without letting your emotions get out of control. This will help ensure that everyone involved has their needs met while still being able to reach a mutually beneficial outcome. Main idea number 5. State my path is an important concept to keep in mind when engaging in crucial conversations. It involves taking the time to clearly articulate your point of view and the reasons behind it. This helps ensure that everyone involved understands where you are coming from and why you feel a certain way about a particular issue or topic. By doing this, it can help create an atmosphere of mutual respect and understanding between all parties involved. When stating your path, be sure to use language that is respectful yet direct. Avoid using inflammatory language or making personal attacks on anyone else's opinion or beliefs. Instead, focus on expressing yourself calmly and articulately so that others can understand what you are trying to say without feeling attacked or judged. It is also important to remember that while stating your path may not always lead to agreement with those around you, it does provide an opportunity for meaningful dialogue and exchange of ideas. When done correctly, state my path can help foster productive conversations even when there are disagreements present. Main idea number 6. Exploring others' paths is an important part of having a successful conversation. It involves asking questions and listening to understand the other person's point of view. This helps to ensure that all parties involved in the conversation are on the same page, and it also allows for more meaningful dialogue. By exploring each other's perspectives, we can gain insight into how our own views may be different from those of others, which can help us come up with creative solutions or compromises. It is important to remember that when exploring another person's path, you should not just focus on what they say but also pay attention to their body language and tone of voice. These nonverbal cues can provide valuable information about how someone really feels about a particular topic or issue. Additionally, by actively listening and engaging in open-ended questioning during conversations, we can better understand where someone else is coming from. Ultimately, exploring others' paths helps create an environment where everyone feels heard and respected while allowing for productive dialogue between all parties involved in the conversation. When done correctly, this technique will lead to more effective communication overall. Main idea number 7. Once you have reached an agreement, it is important to move quickly into action. Create a plan of action that outlines the steps needed to ensure that the conversation leads to positive results. This plan should include specific tasks and deadlines for each person involved in order to keep everyone on track and accountable. It should also include any resources or support needed from outside parties, such as additional funding or expertise. The plan of action should be discussed with all participants so that everyone understands their role in achieving the desired outcome. Make sure that each person has a clear understanding of what they need to do and when it needs to be done by. Once this is established, set up regular check-ins throughout the process so that progress can be monitored and adjustments made if necessary. By creating a plan of action after reaching an agreement during a crucial conversation, you will help ensure successful outcomes while avoiding potential pitfalls along the way. Main idea number 8. When engaging in a crucial conversation, it is important to look for mutual purpose. This means focusing on finding common ground and shared interests that can help build a stronger relationship between the parties involved. Mutual purpose helps create an atmosphere of collaboration and understanding, rather than one of competition or conflict. It also encourages open dialogue and allows both sides to express their views without fear of judgment or criticism. Finding mutual purpose requires active listening skills as well as empathy and respect for the other person's point of view. It is important to remember that everyone has different perspectives, experiences, values, and beliefs. By taking these into account when discussing difficult topics, we can better understand each other's positions. Additionally, looking for areas where both parties have similar goals or objectives can be helpful in creating a more productive conversation. By seeking out mutual purpose during crucial conversations, we are able to move past disagreements more quickly while still respecting each other's opinions. This approach helps foster trust between all parties involved, which leads to better outcomes overall. Main idea number 9. When discussing an idea, it is important to talk tentatively. This means avoiding making absolute statements and instead using language that allows for flexibility and change. For example, rather than saying this will definitely work, you could say something like this might be a good solution. By talking in this way, you are leaving room for further discussion and the possibility of other ideas or solutions being suggested. Talking tentatively also shows respect for others' opinions. It conveys that your opinion is not necessarily the only one that matters and encourages people to share their own thoughts on the matter. Additionally, it can help create an atmosphere of collaboration where everyone feels comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment. In conclusion, when discussing an idea, it is important to talk tentatively by avoiding making absolute statements and allowing room for further discussion. Doing so helps foster a collaborative environment where all voices can be heard. Main idea number 10. Encouraging testing is an important part of having a successful conversation. It allows both parties to ensure that they are on the same page and understand each other's ideas and assumptions. Testing can be done in many ways, such as asking questions, providing examples, or even role-playing scenarios. By encouraging testing during conversations, it helps to create a safe environment where both parties feel comfortable expressing their thoughts and opinions without fear of judgment or criticism. Testing also encourages critical thinking by allowing for more thorough exploration of topics. This can help to uncover any potential misunderstandings or disagreements before they become major issues. Additionally, it gives both parties the opportunity to learn from one another by exploring different perspectives and gaining new insights into the topic at hand. Finally, encouraging testing during conversations helps build trust between two people because it shows that you value their opinion and want them to have input in the discussion. This creates an atmosphere of mutual respect, which is essential for productive dialogue. Main idea number 11. Staying in dialogue is an important part of having a successful conversation, especially when emotions are running high. It means staying focused on the conversation and avoiding getting defensive or attacking the other person. This can be difficult to do, as it requires self-control and patience. However, by remaining calm and open to hearing what the other person has to say, you can create an environment where both parties feel heard and respected. Additionally, it allows for more productive conversations that lead to better outcomes for everyone involved. When emotions run high during a conversation, it's easy to get caught up in our own feelings and become reactive instead of proactive. We may start making assumptions about what the other person is thinking or feeling without actually asking them first. Or we might jump straight into defending ourselves before really listening to what they have to say. Staying in dialogue helps us avoid these pitfalls by keeping us focused on understanding each other rather than just trying to prove our point. It also encourages active listening skills, such as paraphrasing back what someone has said so that they know their message was received correctly. By doing this, we show respect for their opinion while still being able to express our own thoughts clearly without becoming overly emotional or aggressive. Overall, staying in dialogue is essential for having effective conversations even when emotions are running high, because it keeps us from getting too defensive or attacking one another, which only leads down a path of further conflict. Main idea number 12. Acknowledging the feelings of others is an important part of having a successful conversation. It helps to create a safe space for both parties to express their thoughts and feelings without fear of judgment or criticism. When we acknowledge someone else's feelings, it shows that we are listening and understanding what they are saying. This can help build trust between the two people involved in the conversation, as well as helping them feel heard and understood. When acknowledging another person's feelings, it is important to be genuine and sincere. Avoiding platitudes such as, "I understand how you feel," can help ensure that your acknowledgement is meaningful and effective. Instead, try using phrases like, "It sounds like this has been really difficult for you," or, "That must have been really upsetting for you," which show that you are truly trying to empathize with their situation. By taking the time to acknowledge another person's feelings during a crucial conversation, we can create an environment where everyone feels comfortable expressing themselves honestly without fear of judgment or criticism. Acknowledging someone else's emotions also helps us better understand their perspective so that we can work together towards finding solutions. Main idea number 13. Developing influence is an important part of any successful conversation. Influence tactics are strategies used to persuade the other person to see your point of view. These tactics can range from using logic and facts to appealing to emotions or values, or even offering incentives. It's important to remember that these tactics should be used in a respectful way. No one likes feeling manipulated. When developing influence, it's also important to consider the other person's perspective and interests. Ask yourself what they care about and how you can use that information in your argument. For example, if someone is concerned about cost savings, you could explain how your idea would save money over time. Or if someone values efficiency, you could explain how your idea would help streamline processes. Finally, when developing influence, it's essential to remain open-minded and flexible throughout the conversation. Be willing to listen carefully and adjust your approach as needed based on feedback from the other person. Main idea number 14. The idea of make it mutual is an important concept to keep in mind when engaging in a crucial conversation. This means that both parties should focus on finding a solution that works for everyone involved, rather than just one party's interests. By focusing on mutual benefit, it allows each person to feel heard and respected while also ensuring that the outcome of the conversation is beneficial for all parties. Additionally, by working together towards a mutually beneficial solution, it can help build trust between the two parties and create an atmosphere of collaboration. When approaching a crucial conversation with this mindset, it is important to remember to remain open-minded and listen actively to what the other person has to say. Ask questions about their perspective and be willing to compromise if necessary. Be sure not only to consider your own needs but also those of the other person as well. This will help ensure that you are able to find solutions which work best for everyone involved. Main idea number 15. The idea of putting it on the table is a key concept in Crucial Conversations, Tools for Talking When Stakes Are High by Carrie Patterson. This phrase refers to bringing up difficult topics in a respectful and non-threatening way. It encourages people to be honest and open about their thoughts, feelings, and opinions without fear of judgment or criticism. Patterson suggests that when discussing tough issues, we should focus on facts rather than judgments or assumptions. We should also strive to remain calm and avoid making accusations or attacking others. By doing this, we can create an environment where everyone feels safe enough to express themselves honestly. In addition, Patterson recommends using "I" statements instead of "you" statements when talking about sensitive topics. For example, instead of saying, "You always do this," you could say something like, "I feel frustrated when I see this happening again." This helps keep the conversation focused on your own experience rather than blaming someone else. Overall, putting it on the table is an important skill for having successful conversations with others, especially those involving difficult topics. By approaching these conversations respectfully and calmly while focusing on facts rather than judgments or assumptions, we can ensure that everyone involved feels heard and respected. Main idea number 16. When faced with a difficult conversation, it is important to focus on the future and how to move forward rather than dwelling on the past. This means that instead of getting stuck in arguments about who said what or why something happened, we should be looking for solutions and ways to improve our current situation. By focusing on the future, we can create an environment where everyone feels heard and respected while also finding common ground and working together towards a better outcome. Focusing on the future also allows us to take ownership of our actions and decisions. We can learn from our mistakes without feeling ashamed or embarrassed by them. Instead of blaming others for things that have gone wrong, we can look at what went wrong objectively so that we can make changes going forward. Taking responsibility for our own actions helps build trust between people as well as creating an atmosphere of mutual respect. Finally, when conversations are focused on the future, they become more productive because everyone involved is able to think creatively about potential solutions rather than being bogged down in details from the past. This type of dialogue encourages collaboration, which leads to better outcomes overall. Main idea number 17. When it comes to accountability, clarity is key. Everyone involved in a project should be aware of who is responsible for what and when. This helps ensure that tasks are completed on time and that everyone knows their role in the process. It also allows team members to hold each other accountable if something isn't done correctly or on time. To make sure everyone is clear about accountability, it's important to have regular check-ins with all team members throughout the duration of the project. During these meetings, discuss progress made so far and any issues that may have arisen since the last meeting. Make sure everyone understands their individual responsibilities as well as how they fit into the larger picture. It's also helpful to set up systems for tracking progress, such as assigning deadlines for certain tasks or setting up reminders via email or text message. These tools can help keep people focused on completing their work in a timely manner while providing an easy way to monitor overall progress. Finally, don't forget to celebrate successes along the way. Acknowledging accomplishments can help motivate team members and remind them why they're working together towards a common goal. Main idea number 18. Creating accountability is an important part of having successful conversations. When people make commitments to each other, it's important that they follow through on those commitments. This can be done by holding each other accountable for following through on their promises and expectations. Accountability helps ensure that everyone involved in the conversation is taking responsibility for their actions and words. When creating accountability, it's important to remember that this should not be used as a way to punish or shame someone who has failed to meet expectations. Instead, it should be seen as a tool for helping individuals stay focused and motivated so they can reach their goals. It also encourages open communication between all parties involved in the conversation so any issues or concerns can be addressed quickly. Accountability also helps build trust between individuals because when one person follows through on what was promised, others will have more faith in them going forward. This creates an environment where everyone feels comfortable speaking up about any issues or concerns without fear of retribution. Main idea number 19. Learning to look for results is an important part of having successful conversations. It involves monitoring the conversation and assessing whether it is leading to the desired outcome. This means paying attention to both verbal and nonverbal cues, such as body language, tone of voice, and facial expressions. If you notice that the conversation isn't going in a productive direction or if there are signs of tension or disagreement, then it may be time to take a step back and reassess your approach. It can also be helpful to ask questions throughout the conversation in order to ensure that everyone involved understands what is being discussed. Asking clarifying questions can help keep everyone on track and make sure that all parties are working towards achieving their goals. Additionally, asking open-ended questions can encourage further dialogue, which could lead to more creative solutions. Finally, at the end of each conversation, it's important to review what was discussed and determine whether or not progress has been made towards reaching your desired outcome. Taking this extra step will help ensure that future conversations remain focused on achieving positive results. Main idea number 20. When faced with a difficult conversation, it can be tempting to give up and walk away. However, this is not the best approach when trying to resolve an issue. Instead of giving up, it is important to stay focused on finding a resolution that works for everyone involved. This means having patience and being willing to listen even if the conversation gets heated or uncomfortable. It also means being open-minded and looking for creative solutions that may not have been considered before. It's important to remember that conversations are rarely easy, but they can be productive if both parties remain committed to finding a solution. Even if progress seems slow at first, don't give up and keep working towards a resolution. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.